Welcome to The Grow Show, powered by Steel. On The Grow Show, we share ideas, tips, tactics, and insights to help you grow your landscaping business based on our team's 40 years of experience running a landscaping company and working with other owners and their teams to do the same. New episodes are released weekly on Wednesdays. Here's your host, Marty Grunder.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whoever the case may be. This is Marty Grunder from Grunder Landscaping Company and The Grow Group. Thanks for downloading The Grow Show, powered by Steel. Today, we're going to talk about the power of a vision in your business. But first, a reminder, you can get the latest edition of The Grow Show delivered to your phone, tablet, or computer by subscribing wherever you get your podcasts or watch us on YouTube for an enhanced learning experience. The Grow Show is the greatest thing since the Pete Rose documentary on HBO. A couple weeks ago, while on vacation with my family, myself and my son-in-laws, my son, my future son-in-law, and a couple members of the rest of the family, my daughters and my wife watched some of it, but we watched the Pete Rose documentary on HBO. And other than the F word being used that I'm not a fan of, I loved it. I grew up watching Pete Rose, folks. He was an incredible baseball player, but quite frankly, a not so incredible human being. What I liked the most about the series is all the old clips and players I saw in it. My family was amazed at how many of the old players I knew. I was calling them up when they came on screen, when they turned around. Sure enough, that was the name on the jersey. Do you know why I knew them? Well, boys and girls, ladies and gentlemen, when I was growing up, there were no cell phones, no internet. So I listened to the Reds baseball on my transistor radio and read box scores in the paper. And that was my favorite thing to do. Watch the series. It's awesome. And you can truly see how one's strengths can also be their weaknesses. Lord only knows where Pete Rose would have been if he used his strengths for other things in his life. Now on to this week's episode of The Grow Show. The power of a vision. The Bible says, folks, where there is not vision, the people will perish. Amen to that. It's very true in business. And today I want to share with you how you get a vision for your business, how you communicate it to your team, and how you stay focused on it. There's three simple parts to getting your business focused on that have served me very well in my 40 years of business. Now, full disclosure, the first 5 to 10 years of my business, I didn't understand this kind of stuff, but I was learning and learned a lot. So how do you get the vision? How do you communicate it? How do you stay focused on it? Well, I use all three of those tactics here at Grunder Landscaping Company and at the Grow Group and at our new lawn care startup, Grunder Green. And I continue to teach and help the owners and leaders of landscaping companies, with this being one of the main lessons that I teach, the power of vision. So how do we get a vision? How did I get a vision? Well, plain and simple, vision is typically an internally communicated statement. Vision is your ideal state. It's your Super Bowl. What's the goal of every team in the NFL except for the Carolina Panthers? I'm joking. Sorry, David Amigo and Charlotte. I'm joking, sort of. I used to say, what was the goal of every team in the NFL except for the Cincinnati Bengals? That was my punchline, but we have Joe Burrow, folks, so now we have hope. So what's the goal of every team in the NFL? To win the Super Bowl, right? So what's your Super Bowl? Where would you have to be in, say, 10 years to consider all of these efforts you're doing right now, next month, the rest of the year, the 9 years after that? What are the efforts you need to put forth in the next 10 years for you to consider your business and team a complete success? How could you completely hit it out of the park? I don't think we spend enough time thinking about where we want to be. One of the benefits I have found to working out, whether it's lifting my weights in my basement in silence or doing a long trail walk with a little bit of running mixed up, I say a little bit, I twisted my ankle a couple weeks. I may be going back to walking at age 56. One of the benefits to that is the ideas that come to me when I'm working out, when I'm quiet, when I'm in a different world where I've forgotten all kinds of things. Ladies and gentlemen, new ideas are not going to come to you when you're in the run, okay? Or when you're working hard. There has to be some time in silence or some time away from work where you can think through things and process them. If you think about, since we mentioned the Bengals and the Super Bowl, NFL linemen exert an incredible amount of energy for 6 to 10 seconds on each play, right? They're blocking like crazy. They're going all at it for sometimes only 3 seconds. If it's a run play over the right tackle, it could just be 3 seconds. If it's a pass play, it could be 6. I suppose it could be 10 seconds, although as I think about it, there'd be very few plays that would be 10 seconds long. But an NFL lineman could not do what they do for, say, 10 straight minutes. No matter how much they work out, lift weights, get in great cardiovascular shape, whatever happens there, they couldn't do that. So they run a play, the whistle blows, Then they start getting their heart rate back down. They go to the huddle, they recover, they think, they get their wits about them, and they run another play. You know, I think our brains react and operate in the same way. We got to have time to recover. This theory I just shared with you and a lot more insight to this is in a great book called Fully Engaged. It'll help you get fully engaged. The book is called The Power of Full Engagement by sports psychologist Laren Schwartz. The book is more than 20 years old, but it's fantastic. See the link to buy the book in the show notes. I would get it even though it's an older book. It's terrific. And it goes in depth to that concept that you've got to take time sharpening your saw, sharpening your axe, relaxing, recharging your batteries, whatever it is. Suffice to say, if you just work and never think, never take time to process, don't belong to one of our peer groups where you go away for 3 days and contemplate your life and get away from work. If you don't go on vacation, if you don't exercise a few times a week, if you don't have a hobby, if you don't have date night with your spouse, if you don't have date night with one of your kids, or you're not doing stuff like this to enjoy the fruits of your labor, you're just going to wander aimlessly through life, folks. So back to vision specifically, what is your vision? A year from now, what needs to happen for you to be considered successful? What about 3 years from now? How would you consider yourself a wildly successful CEO or leader at an organization? What needs to happen between now and then? What are the guideposts that you need to check off? What are the things you need to do? What about 5 years? Okay. A little bit of a side note here with a personal story, and I think you might enjoy it. I think it speaks to the power of vision. My daughter, Katie, who is 28 years old right now, she's pregnant, going to bring us another wonderful granddaughter this November. She was a tremendous soccer player. She played soccer at Auburn University in Auburn, Alabama, war eagle to all the Auburn fans. Katie did know, though, when she went to Auburn, it was going to be a challenge to play, as Auburn is a perennial top five soccer program. In fact, when Katie was there, they went to the NCAA tournaments all 4 years, two Sweet 16 appearances, an Elite Eight appearance in which they lost to the eventual NCAA champion USC. They were good. And you know what, folks? Even if you're a great soccer player like Katie is, it's hard to play on a good team. And Katie did not play that much during her tenure at Auburn. All right, she didn't. She was a great soccer player, but when you're a backup linebacker on the New England Patriots Super Bowl team, you may not play a lot, but you're still very much a part of that team. And Katie was frustrated. She thought she should be playing more, and I loved her attitude. You want somebody that has an attitude like that. And I do remember back when she was there telling her time and time again to focus on the vision. The vision is to be a great team member, to help Auburn win, to learn life's lessons, and to think about where she wanted to be when she was 25 and then 30, and how this journey she was on as a soccer player would prepare her for that. And prepare her it did, folks. Katie received the leadership award her senior year at Auburn for her efforts on the soccer team, and she graduated with honors from the Auburn School of Business with degrees in finance and economics. Today, she is happily married to Ty, a former college baseball player. Hello, Ty, if you're listening, love you, buddy. And about to give birth to our second grandchild in November, first child for her, and is absolutely excelling in her job at J.P. Morgan in Greenwich, Connecticut. Katie will tell you that she learned a lot at Auburn that prepared her for what all she is doing today, has a wife, has a daughter, as a leader, has a member of J.P. Morgan's team there, has someone that is making an impact on this world. She knows the power of vision. A vision can help you get through low points, folks. It helps you stay focused on the big picture, even when it's tough. As our strategic partner at McFarland Stanford, Mr. Jim Calley, the great man that he is, he often tells Vince and I, and you often see it in the narrative, in our ads or our teachings, Jim says, stay the course. Okay, so stay the course, stay focused on that. So the question becomes today, when you're listening to The Grow Show powered by Steel, is what is your vision? And understand, folks, that a vision is fluid. And by that, I mean it changes, it evolves, it is never complete. I remember my vision when I was in my 20s was to own a nursery, grow all our own plant material, and a stone quarry. In fact, I even mentioned that in a newspaper article that we came across as we're celebrating our 40th year in business. Well, neither of those happened because as I got more experienced and smarter, I realized that wasn't realistic. And I needed to realize what was best for the business. And it wasn't owning a nursery when we're in Ohio, one of the hotbed of nurseries, when we have companies like SiteOne and Landscape Hub that can provide us with all of our plants, we don't need a nursery. It's a totally different business. That's not for us. But that grand vision of having a nursery, having a stone quarry, it got me thinking. It pushed me. It helped me see more clearly the path to take. Because when you don't have a path to take and you're just kind of wandering aimlessly, you try things. At least when you settle on a path and you try some things, you can kind of begin to see what will work and what's not realistic. Today, our vision is dramatically different. It's to be a company that is committed to growing and creating opportunities for our team. All right, we'll put our vision in the show notes for you to read. That vision is an updated vision from a few years ago where Seth and I had an epiphany that we really needed to focus on the team. And I mean really focus on our team. All of our vision statement, our mission statement, it was too focused on the client and basically ownership, to be honest with you. And it's just things evolve. And what we have learned here is that when you focus on the team, everyone wins. It seems counterintuitive. You own the business. You want to take care of your family, so you should be focused on that. Well, that's not necessarily true because we need a team to help us make this business work. And if you've heard me teach before, I talk often that in math, 2 + 2 = 4, 3 + 3 = 6, 4 + 4 = 8. But in business, 2 people + 2 people can be 7. It can be 8. It could be 12. 2 people + the wrong 2 people could be -6. So with people, you've got to do what's best for everyone. And it seems, again, counterintuitive, but it works. And since we have adopted this mindset, focus on the team and doing what's best for them, we've gone from $4.5 million in sales to a projected $14.5 million this year, more than tripling the size of the company in the last 3 years. So no matter what you're doing or where you're at in sales, have a vision, have an ideal state, think it through, write it down, and then share it with your team. And then the second thing you do after crafting a vision, and that vision is generally the owner's vision, craft a mission statement that serves as a rally cry to get it done. So that mission statement is something that means something. A mission statement is a big part of how we communicate the vision. Simply stating the vision is great about where we want to go, what our Super Bowl is. That's talk. There has to be action bolted onto that. And there has to be a mission that they can understand so they can see firsthand how the fruits of their labor can work towards a win. In other words, you can't just talk about what you're going to do. You have to do it. And the mission statement is a critical component of that. It's all part of communicating the vision. It gives meaning and allows the vision to be understood. Our mission statement is to create opportunities for our team to grow and succeed by enhancing the beauty and value of every client's property while exceeding their expectations every step of the way. Our team here knows that vision and that mission statement. A mission statement is what we're going to do on a daily basis to achieve the vision. Typically, it's an externally communicated statement. You probably would share it with your clients. You probably would put it on your website. If you go to grunderlandscaping.com, you can see it on there. It's what the team, the organization, or the company is going to physically do, all right, on a daily basis to achieve the vision. At Grunder here and at the Grow Group, we start every meeting with our mission statement, and it guides our work. We hope it does, and we hope it means something to our team. We have about 12 people now at last count in the last 3 years that were working on a crew that have been promoted into some type of leadership position here. We have one that was working on a crew that's now in sales. We have one that was working on a crew that is now managing our fleet. We've got one that was working on a crew that's in a leadership role with all the crews, okay? Let me tell you something. We are not perfect here. You probably often listen to me here on The Grow Show, or you read my column in Landscape Magazine, Landscape Management Magazine, or you get the weekly great idea, and you see our social media, and you probably think we're perfect. We're not perfect, folks. I've been doing this 40 years. I ought to have some of this figured out. I have visited and worked with over 200 landscaping companies one-on-one. I have seen the good. I have seen the bad. And it's very helpful as a teacher to be helping others while also having my own living laboratory here at Grunder Landscaping Company. And I want to get better. So we're not perfect. I want to make sure you understand that. We are not perfect. We're learning just like you. So we talked about vision. We talked about mission. Let's talk about core values. Our 4 core values here are quality, leadership, teamwork, and profitability. They govern how we operate on a daily basis. We hire to them and we fire to them. If we have someone who's unwilling to support one of those core values, We whisk them out of the organization. When we're hiring someone, we're trying very, very hard to make sure they're a cultural fit and that they fit our core values. And to be blunt with all of you, despite our best hiring efforts, we have to get rid of them anyway because he didn't fit. We've got a gentleman that just got terminated this morning. I saw all of his uniforms here. Nice guy, but you could tell his heart wasn't in it. He didn't do quality work. He didn't hustle. He didn't embody any of our core values, to be honest with you. When you interviewed him, it looked like it was there, but it never showed itself, and it ended up being a problem. And here's the problem, folks, in an organization. If you're not tough and you're not committed to your vision, your mission, and your core values, if you're not looking for the people that are supporting them and getting the people that aren't supporting those out of your organization is never going to grow, all right? You've got to do that. You get to the vision, folks, by contemplating where you want to be and communicating it nonstop by catching people doing things right and reinforcing the behaviors you want present in the organization. And there's a saying we use around here, whatever you allow, you encourage. So when you have someone that shows up on time, but they really don't do a great job, nothing is their fault, they've affected the profitability, people don't like working with that person, but you either have that person go out or that crew goes out by themselves. A few years ago, folks, we were in a real quagmire here of hiring. We had three trucks sitting for 3 months because we didn't have enough people to put in them. We could have gotten people to put in them, but it would have affected the 60 or so other good people that we have, and we chose not to do that. And so you don't stop on this stuff. The accomplishment of a vision takes time. I'm going to go to the Bengals game this weekend. It's the opening day for the Cincinnati Bengals, September 8th, and we play the Patriots. We should beat them, okay? But if we don't and we lose to the Patriots at home, the season is not over. There is still a vision that is attainable for the Bengals. It takes time, all right? Here at Grunder Landscaping Company, we're getting close to the fourth quarter. We're about ready to turn over the year and focus on 2025. And it's a daunting task. We want to grow next year by another 10%. And when I look at how much work went in to get us to $14.5 million this year and how we want to be north of $16 million next year, that's a lot more work we got to do. That's the vision, though, and we face that mountain, and we will gladly and willfully run right towards it and climb that mountain. That's why you have a vision and a mission and core values. My good friend Joe Calloway, that's had the highest rated grow show that we've produced, he was on here a couple weeks ago. If you haven't listened to that episode, I strongly encourage you listen to it. But Joe has told me repeatedly, I've worked very closely with him, learned a ton with him. He has told me, Marty, you do in the short term what you would do in the long term, all right? You stay focused on that. And how we communicate this vision and what we do, we communicate the progress towards the vision so that the team can see it's achievable. Every month in our grow meetings, which is what we call the company-wide meeting here, it's 45 minutes, Seth lays out what our progress is versus last year, and what our progress is. Are we on track to hit our goals? There's been a couple meetings where we haven't been on track. Everybody rallies around to get us back on track. We're going to exceed our goal this year. And I can't help but think that's because of the narrative we've had and the hot environment we have, the honest, open, and transparent, communicating what the score is and that the goal is still achievable and we can do it and we can run through it. And, you know, I hate to be so like basic and rudimentary with you, but Brian Tracy was an author and a speaker that I followed when I was in college. And Brian Tracy's probably 80 some years old now. But he had a saying that, and it went like this. He said, if someone else has done what you are trying to do, that's all the proof in the world that you need to believe it can be done too. And I realize when you're up against it, that is a very difficult statement to believe and embrace. But I want to tell you, folks, if you get focused on the vision, where you're trying to go, the Super Bowl, you make it, it's got to be realistic, but what's the Super Bowl? And then the underpinnings of that the next level, what's the mission? What are we going to do on a daily basis to achieve that vision? All right. And then what are the core values, the beliefs and the behaviors that must be present in the organization? How are we going to play all that together? You can do this. Catch your people doing things right. Put the score up there. Let them know. If the score is in doubt and you can't get it, adjust it and reorganize yourself and go for it. We're going into the fourth quarter here. There is still time to hit your goals. You do in the short term what you do in the long term, and I know you can win. I hope in a small way we helped you here today. That's going to do it for The Grow Show powered by Steel this week. If you haven't done so already, subscribe to The Grow Show. And if you can, would you please give it a rating or share a comment? That helps more success-minded professionals find us. And if you really want to help your buddy Marty, take this episode and text it, share it on the platform with your team, with a fellow landscape buddy, or any landscape pro you know. We would appreciate it. Thanks for joining us on The Grow Show this week, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you for listening to this episode of The Grow Show. Be sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode, and head to growgroupinc.com for more information and resources to grow your landscaping business. A special thanks to the folks at Steel, whose support makes this podcast possible and whose reliable handheld power equipment makes our jobs easier daily. We'll talk to you next week.